الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون وقال سبحانه وتعالى أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My dear respected elders, brothers, the ones listening at home, it is a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us ability, opportunity. You know, these are two things that we consider many times just a matter of speech. But in the times that we've had before us, sometimes we've had ability but not opportunity when there was a lockdown. Sometimes it occurs that we have the opportunity but not the ability when we are ill. Allah has given us both of these ni'mah. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep on give us ability and opportunity, and may we be from those that appreciate this and have gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Very quickly, Allah Azza wa Jal writes in the Quran, and as we were talking in the last few weeks about issues, problems, and with it comes ease, and to the aspect of how do we deal with these issues, another aspect that comes in within this is our prayer, meaning the way we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal relates in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ So we will take away يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ itself at the moment. And we will concentrate on this with وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ And Allah is describing in the Quran to us the quality of a believer is that they believe in the unseen and وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ They establish the prayer or they protect the prayer, whatever we want to relate it or translate it to. And aqama, here mufassirun rahimahullah relate many aspects of aqama. And this is why Imam al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala and many of the others, they relate, for example, qamu shay', when you have or establish, protect something, you uphold something. The word itself, aqama yuqimu, it comes from in morphology, in sarf, from babi if'al. And that gives ability for something that you're doing to something. For example, if somebody made a building, you would say, I've erected this building. You know, I can see it go up. You've done something to a building. You've done something to a car. Right? It's doing something. In the very same manner, we are being told by Allah Azza wa Jal that when it comes to prayer, because as we are young, usually our parents or our teacher, whatever it may be so, has probably told us, these are the fara'id of prayer. This is how we make sure we pray. We say, Allahu Akbar, this is the way we have to recite. These are the actions that we do. And then if we go a bit more advanced, you might be told, these are some differences within the schools of thought, within prayer. So this is a manifestation of the prayer itself, but from an aspect of what we can see and what we read. Here in itself, prayer is being told by Allah Azza wa Jal, aqama is establishing the prayer or protecting the prayer. And very interestingly, we don't protect everything in our life. You know, there are only certain things that you have to look after. For example, in our daily lives, usually the case is, everyone's different, but you won't check your car every day. You won't check the oil in your car every day. You will check it time to time. But if you ensure, and you know, most of us want our house to look really nice, and these are just examples so we understand, we will ensure every day that this is okay, this needs to be done. And there's a list in the mental head that this has to be done. If we're not told, then usually our wives will tell us that this has to be done, right? This has to be bought. In the very same way, some people, you know, those that enjoy gardening and ensure the garden is very nice. Again, delicacy, ensuring the gas is cut at the right time, ensuring the flowers, etc. You know, as we see around us, it doesn't happen overnight. There's a delicacy aspect of it. In the very same manner, we are being told by Allah Azza wa Jal that there is a delicate aspect of salah. And this is why when it comes to salah, we are being told to protect it. We are being, number one, told to protect it. And we are being told to ensure that we read it in such a manner. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah here relates by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, that iqama of the salah, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu states, is that the bowing, the prostration, the recitation, the humbleness, the attendance of the prayer, this is all done with concentration and in the correct method. Not just what's manifested outside. Meaning, when we are praying, we are meant to connect to Allah Azza wa Jal. There has to be a connection. It is not just, you know, really quick. You know, a person came to Hazrat Hudhayfa. It's a hadith that just came into my mind. A person came to Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala an. And he saw a person praying in the masjid. And he saw that person praying really quick. So after he finished, he said to that person, read salah, verily you have not prayed. So he didn't read again. And after he finished reading, he was told the same thing. Read salah because verily you have not prayed. And on the third time, after he finished, he said to him that if you die with this prayer that you are praying, you will not be in the row of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because prayer was taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the aspect of humbleness, connection with Allah. Prayer is literally, this is why are we told this? That the prayer is a mi'raj for the believer. Now this hadith we have heard so many times. That the prayer is a mi'raj for the believer. Why are we told this? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we know, in Mi'raj, through the seven heavens and direct to Allah Azza wa Jal. In the very same manner, when we say Allahu Akbar, everything is gone. It's just us talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, when he came to this verse, Alladhina yuqimuna as-salah, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah ta'ala relates that the connection between iman and ghaib, the unseen and prayer, he relates that the taqwa is that you do good in your actions and you leave out your bad actions. To do good in the actions is, first of all, is to pray. And then he relates that you believe in the ghaib, in Allah, and that is from the heart. That comes from the heart. This is then manifested with salah, which is actions. So, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. First we're told that the heart has to believe in Allah sincerely and completely. That complete belief in Allah. Once this is done, then is manifested. How do we know? And this is very interestingly why. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala in Kitab al-Iman, in his first book, he starts with Kitab al-Iman. The chapter before it, it's introduction. In Kitab al-Iman, he relates aspects of Iman and then actions of Iman. And first of all, the action of Iman, meaning that it makes our faith strong. A fortress is built for the faith, is through Salah. And this is why, number two, that when we say, you know, we are steadfast, we establish the prayers, iqamah. The second aspect is mudawamah, consistency. Meaning establishing of the prayer is consistent. And this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla, inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. The reality of it is each topic that we are relating, it's a bayan, is a speech of its own. That our prayer, our life revolves around the prayer. That's the reality of it. That we are meant to have such a connection. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, people in today's day and age, they look for spiritual aspects in different places. And you probably see this. So some looking for it, you know, we live in a very, subhanAllah, modern, as we say, world. But we look for spiritual aspects in various places. The reason for it is that our spirituality was meant to come from salah. And if we did not find, meaning we just done the actions of salah, we said Allahu Akbar, we read what we meant to read, we went into ruku, we went into sujood, we finished our prayer, we went to the imam,